This is Peebly.
This is Fu Manchu.
And we're here to have inane discussion number 21. Is that right?
That's right, 21.
And in case anyone's wondering why we're so late this week, robotics gave birth to a little baby robot boy named Bebop.
Alright, let's start with girls. This is an image title, so, you know, it might end at any time.
I think it might be over.
Thought number two.
But actually, it came out, I think, almost exactly a month apart. So that's good.
Wow.
I mean, it wasn't like number one came out, and then I had grandchildren, and number two came out.
This, I have to say, first of all, in issue one, it got pretty weird at the end. But that was nothing compared to how bizarre it was at the end of issue number two.
I know. It's kind of it seems like a subtle book that it's just all about this guy and his trouble with relationships and whatnot, but then it has these really crazy weird stuff in it. You know what I mean? Like, the ending. Are we going to tell what the ending is?
No,
or just tell people
I don't think that we can.
Yeah, I don't think we should.
I would definitely say check it out. As far as artwork goes, it's pretty simplistic, but it's not bad stuff.
Very cel-shady on the colors.
Yeah, definitely. Now let's move on to something a little more important to me, which is...
More important to the world!
Which is the new Hellboy series called The Island.
And unfortunately, it's only two.
Yeah, I was really sad to find out that it was only going to be two issues, but hopefully now that Mignola started Hellboy again, he's going to make a few more series.
Can I say something that's interesting about you and I? Is that we don't read the hype. And I think that if we did, for one thing, we would have known that Hellboy was the one of two. And for another thing, we would have known that House of M did not mean House of Marvel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, we wouldn't discredit things right off the bat like we do.
I guess staying ignorant keeps us from being too biased, but...
Right, it also because we are not... bigoted or opinionated.
It also keeps us from being correct.
That's true.
Yeah, classic Mignola stuff. This issue was pretty funny, and it was also pretty spooky.
Yeah, it had some really, really, really good lines in it, like, better watch it, lady. I've been drinking with skeletons.
Here's my favorite part of the whole thing. Yeah. Then there was this giant talking fish who wanted to eat me and feed me to a whale and chop me into little pieces and send me to all our friends. And the guy replies, that's raw treatment for a Christian or any sort of man.
Any sort.
Basically, anybody who's a Hellboy fan should definitely check this out.
Hey, it's the Dark Man. Hey, the Dark Man. Dark Man. He refuses to speak. Just like he refuses to write.
Anyways, as I was saying, this is going to be important for any Hellboy fan because, as Mignola said, this is going to be really important to the story and origin of Hellboy.
Yeah. Let's pause for a second and ask the Dark Man. Dark Man, what have you been reading lately?
Fable, Nightwing.
Nightwing? Loser.
For
sure. No, hey, the Dark Man, come back. I'm just kidding. Fables? What do you think of Fables? He reads trade paperbacks. What do you think of Fables?
I like it. Bigby Wolf is badass. I wish Captain Hook would show up. I fear he's dead, though.
Is Captain Hook dead? Does anyone care? Is this inane discussion inane enough? Hey, is there any other book that we should mention from this week?
Definitely Prelude to Infinite Crisis.
Yeah, I haven't got to read this
yet. It's so important. I'm not saying it's great. I'm just saying it's important.
Did you read Neverwhere? Let me make a comment.
A little bit.
It was actually well written. But yeah. Can I say that I don't understand why these guys, they got to be alternative. Why they have to have characters with the stupidest always, with tattoos that are dumb, and clothes that are the most retarded outfits I've ever thought
of. Costumes.
They drew your eye, didn't they?
Huh?
They drew your eye, didn't they? You noticed them. It's just like...
Yeah, I noticed it and I thought... Commercials. You know what? I noticed it and I thought, I will never buy that comic. Because it looks so tacky.
That's what I thought too until I found out that Mike Carey wrote it.
And I also hate the fact that her name is Door. What's up with these names?
Hey. Oh, they're running
Door,
out.
Door, Book, Fox, Hound. Lenny's, I mean, Robotics is in there showering, so don't go in there, the dark man. Anyway, that's it for name discussion number Nasty the Dark Man.